Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Guaranteed to put your party into riotous overdrive.
Hey there, everybody. Happy Thursday to you, one and all, out there in Suburbs Podland. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Rocking the Suburbs podcast. My name is Patrick Foster, and I am here to continue this little mini obsession that I have going, that we have going on what was first on record labels. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm looking here at my notebook, and I've got a list of, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 25, 26, 27 suggestions for episodes in this series. So we're going to knock one of them off the list today. And tomorrow, I've got a good one tomorrow, suggested by several people, which will be really good. And this will be the 12th one we've done. So it's been a lot of fun to do these, and I hope you guys have been enjoying these little bite-sized history lessons. TM. but anyway, appreciate all the feedback and all the suggestions. And boy, I hope we can get to them all. It'll be great if we can. Really will. And I'll tell you, today we're going to talk about a label that I think we're all pretty familiar with, but I wasn't really sure how this label got started, although I probably could have ventured a guess that it would have been a certain type of music, but for sure did not know about this record that was the first release on this label. And okay, you've kept us in suspense long enough, Patrick. What is it? What is it? Well, if you probably read the title of this podcast, this is the first record, the first released on Bloodshot Records, a famous Chicago insurgent alt anti-country label, whatever you want to call it. Definitely bands that have an element of indie rock to them in some cases. Definitely awesome rock and roll, but also had strong threads of country, old school country, and I'm talking pre-Countrypolitan, you know, the stuff like that, or the outlaw country stuff, especially a lot of these bands gravitated to. So, Bloodshot Records. All right, let's get into it a little bit. There's a fantastic write-up here, I gotta say, on the Source of All Human Knowledge, Wikipedia. I looked around at websites, and I did some digging on other places, but this is a really accurate write-up from all the research that I was able to do. And basically, Bloodshot was founded in 1994 by Nan Warshaw, Rob Miller, and Eric Babcock, who are all doing various different things in the Chicago music scene and had connections to this country-ish scene that was percolating in Chicago. And it's interesting too, you know, a lot of people sort of gravitated towards Chicago that had that kind of those kind of tendencies. Obviously, Chicago plays a very important role in the history of American music, from, and of course it starts with the blues, but goes to a lot of other different places. And so Nan Warshaw had been promoting, booking, and managing bands for a while. She worked for a band called Killbilly. So this is a great formation story. Apparently, if you've ever been in a bad corporate meeting where someone says something like, well, this is just back of the napkin math, these three, Nan Warshaw, Rob Miller, and Eric Babcock, were drinking a few drinks one night at a bar, and someone pulled out a cocktail napkin or took it out from under their glass, and they started writing down lists of bands in Chicago and musicians they all liked. And eventually that list became the first release on Bloodshot Records. And it's a compilation called For a Life of Sin, a compilation of insurgent Chicago country. So right off the bat, they're making a statement about what this is going to be. And they're going to fill in this burgeoning need they see, these musicians that are all on the same sort of wavelength, and they're going to galvanize this with a compilation and a record label. And boy, that statement turned out to be right on the nose. I mean, they really, really have become a haven for country-ish artists. Also, just people with raw rock and roll tendencies, and those who keep the spirit of old school country and the spirit of old school rock and roll, barrel house Saturday night, sawdust on the floor, just kicking it with the truth kind of music. And that's all the stuff I know on Bloodshot sounds like that anyway. So who are some of the artists here that you might recognize right out of the gate? Well, you've got Freakwater, and went on to Summer Now, and Robbie Foulkes, of course. The Bottle Rockets, the Handsome Family. You've got John Langford, of course, who sort of is in the middle in a lot of ways of all this Bloodshot stuff. He does a lot of art for them, and certainly he records for the Waco Brothers and solo stuff and all kinds of stuff for this label. But you've also got people like the Sundowners, Church Key, the Texas Rubies, Wink O'Bannon, the Swollen Spleens. But before we dive any further, let's drop the needle, or actually we should press play on the CD player. This was only released as a compact disc. On the first track, number one here, you're going to hear Moonshine Willie doing Way Out West.
There's a shack, and the shack is a woman with a monkey on her back. The monkey spends time keeping track of what we do, and the woman tries to keep it all straight.
She's made a list and checked it twice, and checked it once again. She's got to find out where you're going and where you've been. She lies awake at night.
Up at dawn, tuning into all the news. In the news, every channel has a different point of view. There's a war in the east, in a country by the sea, and a slight chance of rain in Dubuque.
She heard about a man in Minnesota with the flu, and a swarm of killer bees from Argentina or Peru. She lies awake at night. Well, she's trying to keep it all together. She's hoping to sleep a little better. Till then she'll sit alone and try to figure out the world.
All right, very nice there from Moonshine Willie. It's got that fiddle working and just that sort of old school country feel to it. It's nice. Something that might be on the Louisiana Hayride or something like that. A barn dance out of Chicago. And there's a big barn dance out of Chicago, too. Very cool. Very cool. And to say a little bit more about this record, I'm actually looking at the excellent Bloodshot Records website here. And I'm going to read you the description they have on the... what they say is, various artists for A Life of Sin and Surge in Chicago Country, tracks from Moonshine Willie, John Langford in his first Bloodshot incarnation, Swollen Spleens, Freakwater, Wink O'Bannon, Robbie Foulkes, two from the Deans of Chicago Country Music, the Sundowners. Now, the Sundowners, apparently, folks, were a trio that had been around since the 50s. It says here, yes, including the 1950s barn burner Rockin' Spot, originally recorded for Chess Records and lovingly remastered here. The Texas Rubies, Bottle Rockets, the Handsome Family, their first recording. That's a very cool band if you guys don't know them. The New Duncan Imperials, the Riptones, and more. And it says disturbing cover art by John Langford. Yes, it is, in his classic. If you've seen his portraits of famous country music musicians and things, he really breathes a kind of eerie life into them, and it's cool. And there's a quote here from Chicago Southtown, a mighty strong statement from the other side of country, music that would be equally at home in a country honky-tonk or an urban punk bar. That says it very well. And the St. Louis Riverfront Times, a raw and vital collection that will shake up any rocker's idea of what country is and what it might become. So those are cool quotes. There's a whole bunch of them there, but It's just a cool collection, and what a great way to start a label, too. You just make a list of bands that you think need more attention or are still around in your town, and give them some publicity and give them a platform. And that statement just turned into a snowball that just kept rolling and rolling down the hill. And it says originally Nan Warshaw ran the label out of her apartment, then they moved it into the basement when it got really big. 1997, singer and Bloodshot Records artist Kelly Hogan, who's amazing, I've seen her sing a lot with Nico Case, became the first paid employee working as the label's publicist. And it says, by 1999, its fifth year of business, Bloodshot had released 60 records. And that year, they released another compilation, Down to the Promised Land, which I personally have. It's really great. 40 unreleased tracks on two CDs that include included every artist and band on the label. So they've done it right. And then, of course, they've gone on to release records by Ryan Adams, Alejandro Escovedo, Barrence Whitfield and the Savages, the Mekons, of course, Nico Case, the Old 97s, the Detroit Cobras, Exene, Cervenka, Freakwater, we mentioned. Graham Parker has put out records. Justin Towns Earl, Lydia Loveless, The Yahoos are a cool band. Whiskey Town, Waco Brothers, all kinds of stuff. Just the Sadies, one of my favorite. And I will say, as a further note, on October 22nd, 2021, Acceleration Music announced that it had purchased Bloodshot Records. Dave Hansen, a principal with Acceleration, said Bloodshot is a vitally important part of American music history, a genre-defining label founded on passion and vision, dedicated to bringing a unique set of artists from its musical orbit to the world. And hopefully this music will live on, and the spirit of Bloodshot will continue to be nurtured by the new owners. But hey, it's rock and roll. You never know. Why don't we go back to the record now, and let's see what else we might want to play here from this compact disc. Let's punch up a few numbers here. Why don't we go over to Robbie Foulkes and hear the song Cigarette State.
Well, just beyond Virginia's southern border is the land that I am happy to call mine.
Humor, sharp songwriting, and boy, talk about staying true to your country roots. Robbie Foulkes there doing Cigarette State, and that is a cool song as well. So there you have it, folks. Your bite-sized history lesson for A Life of Sin, Insurgent Chicago Country, the number one release on Bloodshot Records, BS-001, and looks to be pretty readily available out here. I'm looking on Discogs, and there are 5 copies for sale, ranging from 6 to 10, so you can pick a few up here, and it looks like you may be able to order it directly from the Bloodshot website as well, so get it. I mean, it's one of those staple things. If you see it at your UCD store, pick it up for sure. And I want to say, too, thank you very much to Jim Linehan. Yes, folks, that's right. It's Jim who came up with this idea. So thank you, Mr. Jim, sir, very much. He's out there, folks. He's just real busy. But we did have time to communicate about this. He actually sent me a list of really cool ideas that he thinks our crowd would be into, and they all look great to me, and a couple of them I'm looking into. One of them has proven to be very, very kind of tricky and complicated, and if the Coop is listening, he might know which one it is. And there's some technicalities I got to work through here, so I'm doing my best to do that. But tomorrow, we're going to have an iconic label from the state of California that I think everybody's going to enjoy. And maybe people know this story or not. I don't know. But there's some really good information out there on it. So I'll try to shed a little light on that for you, too. If you have an idea, if you want to throw it in here to the already 20-some long list, please get in touch. Please, we'd love it. I'm sure we can make this an awesome staple for some time to come. You can send an email to rock@suburbspod.com. If you want to find us on the social medias, you can find us out there at suburbspod. And, of course, you can always stick your head out the window and yell. And if you do that, somebody will come running before too long. Just keep it up. All right, that's it for me, Patrick Foster, here from Suburbs Pod HQ. Actually, before I sign off, I should tell you folks one really quick thing. Speaking of Chicago, I would be remiss if I did not mention the fact that this summer there is going to be a Suburbs Fest in Chicago, the Chicago area. We're going to be over there taking it over. So if you're hearing my voice right now and you're somewhere near the city of Chicago within a few hours' time, come on and join us at least for one of the nights. You can go to suburbspod.com and click on the Suburbs Fest banner, and all the information is there. But I'll tell you really quick, August 4th to 6th are the dates. There's going to be a hootenanny on August 4th, Thursday, the first night. There's going to be our live Frank Muffin concert on Friday night at an ale house. And Saturday night, we're working on a rock and roll show in the spirit of Bloodshot and all that is good. And we've got some discount rooms for you there to stay as well if you want to spend the night. But yeah, get over there and give us a shout. And there's going to be a whole bunch of sort of strange side events, I think, that are going to be taking place as well. So it'll be a lot of fun. Fun for the whole Suburbs Pod community. And what do you say we play out here, folks, with a song by the Riptones on this compilation that's titled For a Life of Sin, Insurgent Chicago Country. Various artists, that's right. The first release ever on Bloodshot Records, BS001. If somebody stops you in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven or your local hardware store and ask you what the first release on Bloodshot Records is, you will know because you listen to this podcast. The song by the Riptones is called Suburbia. What could be better for rock in the suburbs? That's right, folks. This is the Rock in the Suburbs podcast, and on behalf of my co-host and good friend Jim Linehan, I'm Patrick Foster, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Well, let me tell you about a place I know. It's right outside of town. It's the only place for me to go. Say that prayer, I'll be found. It's the only spot for me, suburbia. That's where I'll be, suburbia. 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 A station wagon and a manicured lawn. I got these things, I can't go wrong. Well, let me tell you about a place I know. It's right outside of town. Yeah, blacktop driveways, Weber grills, and cul-de-sacs abound.
Hang on, all dogs bark.